This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
607, 70 degrees in Chapel Hill. Partly sunny today. Hot day in the low 80s. Not as warm as it has been. And then tonight, we're going to get down to the middle 50s. Tomorrow's high in the middle 70s. McDowell County School Superintendent Dr. Jerry Martin was announced last night as Orange School's next superintendent. Martin has served McDowell County and Marion since July of 2012. She's been working in education for 27 years, including 4 years as Assistant Superintendent for Curriculum and Instruction prior to her role in McDowell. The Orange County Schools Board of Education reviewed 30 applications, which came from 11 states. In a press release on Thursday, the board said Martin's experience, credentials, strong communication skills, tenacious work ethic, and dedication to student learning makes her the best fit. Martin got her bachelor's degree in Spanish and politics from Wake Forest University. A few years later, she went on to Appalachian State University, where she obtained her Master's of Arts in Educational Leadership. She continued her education at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro, where she received her Doctorate of Educational Leadership and Cultural Foundations. I am so humbled to receive the opportunity for this responsibility. I come with great enthusiasm to serve the students, staff, and community of Orange County. That is a direct quote from Dr. Jerry Martin. She will take the position at a date to be determined in October. UNC system leaders have mixed feelings about a pilot program that proposes to counter falling enrollment at 6 campuses by allowing a greater number of out-of-state students. WCHL's Rachel Nash has more.
The UNC System Board of Governors discussed the measure Thursday that could allow up to 30% of newly enrolled students to come from outside the state, affecting 6 campuses, including North Carolina A&T State University and North Carolina Central University. Those 6 campuses historically serve minority students. A final decision on the measure is months away, and the policy is designed to be on a 5-year trial run. Board member Marty Kotis said he feared that the proposed policy would shift focus away from in-state students.
But I think we have to continue to remember the citizens of the state and why this university exists the way it is and why it's not a private university.
Kotis said that the board couldn't predict the impact of such a decision and believed that it could instead raise tuition for in-state students by shifting the burden of cost.
And without that hard data, and without knowing the exact cost of providing that degree to those students, I don't see how we can make any decision that's not just guessing.
The policy also suggested lowering the tuition rate for counties and states that border North Carolina as a system-wide measure. Kotis added that the policy could violate the state constitution of North Carolina. By law, enrollment of non-North Carolina freshmen is limited to 18% at public universities. The 6 campuses all saw revenues from enrollment fall in the past year, according to system officials. Though the policy won't affect the flagship university in context, from 2011 to 2012, UNC Chapel Hill saw a 0.5% increase in enrollment growth. Board member Hannah Gabes said she believed there were other ways to help the struggling campuses in the system and said recruiting more out-of-state students would only be a temporary fix.
I think that you can look around the country and you can see campuses that have struggled before, that have become hybrids, that have done creative things with community colleges, and some of that, I think, should be part of the conversation before we ramp up to out-of-state numbers.
An economic advantage of the proposed policy is that almost half of out-of-state students who attend those 6 campuses stay in North Carolina after graduation, according to system figures. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time, 6:11. More news in just a moment.
Bette Davis famously said, "Getting old is not for sissies." What she didn't say is that dealing with aging loved ones is no easy task either. HomeWatch Caregivers gives you the support you need for your loved ones. From simple companionship to comprehensive personal care, its trained staff gives you peace of mind. You can relax knowing your family member is well taken care of. HomeWatchCaregivers.com or call 919-960. 860-6038. Home Watch Caregivers. Let our family care for yours.
I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think about it. Is there anything better than a lobster dinner? Fresh, tender, succulent lobster? For lobster lovers everywhere, the answer is obvious. No. Now imagine your delicious, fresh Maine lobster served with a side of perfectly whipped mashed potatoes and the world's best hush puppies. You deserve a lobster. And here's the good news. Your lobster dinner is waiting for you at Squid's tonight.
Squid's Restaurant and Oyster Bar. And don't forget, lobsters are on special every Monday night.
There you are, jumping up and down, yelling at the top of your lungs, screaming like you've won the lotto at one moment, cursing like the sailor you should have been at another, and other times so close to tears, she brings you some Kleenex. Your wife watches all of this. Is she concerned? Hardly. She's amused. It is, after all, football season. I'm Berkeley Grimble of Grimble Jewelers. She loves you so much, she even brings you a beer and sandwich in between plays, so she doesn't step in front of the screen during a play. Her love is rare, men, and you're wise to thank her with a gift that lasts throughout the season, and into next season, and the next, because football never really ends. The only gift with that kind of staying power, my friends, is jewelry. From Grimble Jewelers, of course. So get in here. We'll huddle over the cases with you. Then you'll rush home to thank her for loving that crazy sailor in you and all the other parts that football brings out. GrimbleJewelers.com, corner of Franklin and Elliott.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on ChapelBurrow.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
71 degrees, 613 at WCHL. County commissioners want to take a closer look at three possible sites for a branch library, including a new location on Brewer Lane in Carborough. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has the story.
As Orange County officials continue the search for a site to build the southwest branch of the Orange County Library, commissioners say they want to explore the possibility of putting the library in a yet-to-be-built mixed-use development on Brewer Lane in Carborough. Board Chair Barry Jacobs says such a collaboration could have economic advantages for the town and county.
If we bring people to Brewer, then that will enhance the economic development in downtown Carborough, which benefits Orange County. It's a destination site. They will go there, park their car, or get off the bus, and they will walk around.
County staffers said the Brewer Lane site was preferable to other downtown Carborough locations suggested by the Board of Aldermen. A town-owned parking lot at 203 South Greensboro would likely pose access and parking challenges, while space in the 300 East Main development would be too expensive. And a suggestion that the county look into buying the property at 201 North Greensboro, currently owned by CVS, was quickly shot down. Here's County Planner Michael Harvey.
The main issue here for us is, number one, the property is not for sale, and number two, we believe that the cost of procuring the property will be extreme, and quite honestly, we believe money could be spent better in other forms and fashions.
In addition to the Brewer Lane site, the board also expressed interest in a site on Hillsborough Road adjacent to the Martin Luther King Jr. Park, as well as a site on Fidelity Street next to the Westwood Cemetery. All three locations would need to be vetted by planners, engineers, and technical consultants. The in-depth analysis could cost as much as $15,000 per site. The board agreed that if technical analysis ruled out one of the three, county staffers should reconsider the parking lot at 203 South Greensboro as an alternate site. No matter where the branch ends up, commissioners say they want to be clear it won't be a duplicate of the Chapel Hill Public Library or the main library in downtown Hillsboro. Once again, Barry Jacobs.
Because the Chapel Hill Library already exists so close, we want to be clear we're not going to duplicate services with the Chapel Hill Library. We're not doing a 20,000 square foot library. We're doing a library that serves the southwestern part of the county.
Officials say the public will have a chance to weigh in after the analysis of each site has been completed. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
North Carolina Representative Valerie Fushi of Chapel Hill says she's not naming any specific names when it comes to who she wants to see take her place in the House.
There are several people who I think are well qualified. There are a couple who I think are uniquely qualified. And I think that each candidate should be judged on his or her own merit.
Fushi represented District 50 for 9 months. She was nominated for the Senate seat representing District 23 on Sunday to take the place of eight-term Senator Ellie Kinnaird, also of Chapel Hill.
When I spoke with the governor's office on yesterday, they had not received the paperwork. But I was assured that as soon as the office has the paperwork, that the proclamation will be signed by the governor and the secretary of state.
So far, Tommy McNeil of Orange County is the only person to announce his intention to file for the open seat. The application period for that seat will open once Governor McCrory officially accepts the nomination. Former Senator Kinnaird, well before she announced her resignation, she wanted a strong female to take her place. Representative Fushee says she's not as much worried about the gender of her successor.
Anybody who is willing to serve, to make the effort to get out there and do the work, to be accessible to constituents when they come by or when they call, a person who's willing to make the connections between the citizen and the state agencies whenever appropriate. We need somebody who is going to be a good caucus member.
Representative Fushee and whoever takes her place in the House will serve out the remainder of the terms, which will be voted on November 4th, 2014. Your local university's business school might have a tough decision to make in finding its next dean.
This year, we may be the leading school that is in the market for a new dean. So those who have it in their plan to move into administration one way or another will be looking at us, I'm sure.
That's Dean of UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication and Chair of the Dean of the Keenan Flagler Business School Search Committee, Susan King. She says she's spoken with a number of different business schools and that she's hearing that this will be a very sought-after job. In the U.S. News & World Report 2014 Best Colleges Rankings, UNC was named number 5 of the top public schools and Keenan Flagler was named number 20 of the best business schools. Jim Dean served as the business school's dean from 2008 through 2013. Before that, he served as the senior associate dean from 2007 through 2008, associate dean of executive development from 2002 through 2007, and associate dean of the MBA program from 1998 through 2002. King says Dean asked her personally if she would lead this search committee.
I think it's an honor to do that, especially to find the successor to such a successful dean at Keenan Flagler, who now happens to be a provost. So I'm really honored to have been asked to do it.
King says the process is likely to take a few months. She says the first task was to create the search committee, which is now made up of 12 members, not including King.
I think it's a very strong search committee. There are members of the faculty. There are members of the staff at Keenan Flagler, and there are also very successful alums. There is one student, so it reflects the many constituencies of the Keenan Flagler School.
She says the first goal of the committee was to decide the best way to find the top candidates.
We decided that we needed to hire an outside search firm that would really have a national and, in fact, a global perspective on what the talent pool would be. That firm was chosen at our last meeting out of 3 firms.
King says Korn Ferry International has been contracted to assist in the search. To see the list of the search committee members, you can view this story on our website at chapelboro.com. WCHL News Time, 6:19. Time now for traffic and weather together. And traffic is brought to you this morning by your friends at Dickie's Barbecue Pit. If you're thinking about what to have for lunch today, let me suggest Dickie's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham. Stop in for a quick lunch and select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides. Dickie's Barbecue Pit is right between Chapel Hill and Durham off Mount Moriah Road. All right, it's traffic rather light this morning. Not a lot to it out there this morning, but that situation will change a little later on in the morning. Of course, the schools will be cranking up, buses will be on the roads and everything else, so please allow yourself a little extra time still early in the school year. We'll let you know if we know of any accidents or major delays. In the meantime, you can call us, 919-967-8363. That's our newsroom number. You can also tweet us at WCHL if you would like to become a WCHL Road Warrior, and we'll pass along the word. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh brewed coffee. Mm-mm. And they serve it fast. It's guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers on your way to wherever you're going. Cruisers, good to go. 71 degrees, partly sunny, high today in the low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers. And the low tonight in the middle 50s. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high of about 75. Tomorrow night, listen to this. Clear skies on Saturday night with the overnight low in the upper 40s. And then on Sunday, mostly sunshine with a high back in the upper 70s. So, wow, we're going to take a little turn for the cooler this weekend. All right. No David Letterman this morning. Apologize for that. And we're going to go to WCHL Championship Sports. Championship Sports, brought to you by Fitch Lumber and Hardware and Carboro. You know, it may be Friday the 13th, but there's no nonsense from Tar Heel football head coach Larry Fedora as his team takes advantage of the bye week to prepare for its huge ACC opener against a tricky triple option attack of Georgia Tech. And this is a team that always takes longer than usual to get ready for. And we'll tell you all about what Coach Fedora said a little bit later on. You know, Coach Fedora served as offensive coordinator at Oklahoma State from 2005 through 2007. Despite all the recent accusations of players getting paid at that program, Coach Fedora says he never saw anything suspicious during his time at the Cowboys. And again, it was a long, long time ago. How will the Tar Heels defend against a frustrating Georgia Tech option offense? After all, Yellow Jacket head coach Paul Johnson's team put up a demoralizing 68 points on Carolina in Chapel Hill a year ago. Boy, that was painful. Coach Fedora says the key to success against that offense is all about discipline. And then the kickoff time for the Carolina-Georgia Tech game is set for noon on Saturday, September 21st. That is a week from tomorrow in Atlanta. The game will be televised by one of the ESPN networks to be announced soon. We're not sure. And WCHL will get you fired up for the contest starting bright and early at 9 o'clock in the morning with Countdown to Kickoff presented by UNC Healthcare. You can read this story and follow all the latest on Tar Heel football on our website at chapelboro.com. Top-ranked North Carolina got goals from Paige Nielsen and Kalia Ojai to ease past number 22 Virginia Tech 2-1 last night in front of over 1,400 fans at Thompson Field. And this is, of course, the Carolina women's soccer team. Victory was the 750th of UNC head coach Anton Dorrance's coaching career as he improved to 750, 49, and 29 in 35 seasons at the helm. What a remarkable record. He also coached Tar Heel men's team to 172 wins from 1977 through 88. So his combined win total now stands at 922 career wins. Carolina garnered the first half goal by Paige Nielsen and a second half goal by Kalia Ojai and hauled off a late Virginia Tech rally to preserve the victory. Jasmine Reeves scored off a corner kick for the Hokies in the 87th minute of play. And then UNC goalkeeper Brianna Heberlin made a save on a header in the box by Muriel Tiernan with just 18 seconds left in the game as the Hokies continued to press the issue. Tar Heels outshot the Hokies 8-4 in the first half and took a 1-0 lead into the locker room at intermission. Dale Colpitz had four first-half saves for the Hokies, stopping a pair of shots by Crystal Dunn and one each by Cameron Castleberry and Kalia Ojai. Carolina opened its ACC season with a victory and improved to 7-0 overall, heading into a 1 p.m. matchup on Sunday against number 8 Notre Dame at Fitzer Field on the UNC campus. Virginia Tech fell to 5-1-1 on the season, 0-1 in the ACC. Notre Dame defeated North Carolina State last night in Raleigh 3-1 to improve to 5-1 on the season and 1-0 in the ACC, so they're pretty good too. Sunday's game against Notre Dame will be nationally televised on ESPN3, also broadcast live right here on WCHL. Tickets are on sale now at the GoHeels.com Ticket Center. All tickets are $5 for general admission, with UNC faculty, staff, and students admitted free with their UNC One cards. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. More on the football game next hour, 6:25 at WCHL.
The Osgood File, sponsored in part by Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. And by Pure Silk Moisturizing Shave Cream for Women, made with soothing aloe and fabulous moisturizers to help your legs look and feel like pure silk. This is Charles Osgood. NASA confirmed yesterday that the spacecraft Voyager 1, which lifted off this Earth 36 years ago and has been hurtling through space ever since, has now left the solar system. As our CBS News colleague, Bill Whitaker.
Almost 12 billion miles from the sun, it now will help us understand more clearly what lies beyond our solar system.
This is the spacecraft, the first to interstellar space. We made it.
That's Ed Stone, lead scientist on Voyager 1 since day one. More after this.
There are a lot of complicated things in life, rocket science, taxes, and tying a bow tie. But insurance does not have to be one of those complicated things. Your local independent agency representing Auto Owners Insurance will sit down and customize a plan just for you. So instead of trying to muddle through it all online yourself, contact your local independent Auto Owners Agency. Find your local independent agent at AutoOwners.com. That's AutoOwners.com. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Choosing the right retirement community for yourself or your loved one depends so much on a special kind of trust. And the folks at Holiday Retirement have built an all-inclusive, carefree, and affordable lifestyle for its residents with just that kind of trust. Holiday Retirement has over 300 independent living communities in the U.S. and Canada. Bring a friend and join us for lunch to experience firsthand the all-inclusive lifestyle Holiday can offer you. Visit us at holidayliving.com to learn more. That's holidayliving.com.
Here again is our Bill Whitaker with NASA's Ed Stone.
You still seem excited about this mission.
You bet. It's a great mission.
And we have liftoff.
Voyager 1 and its sister craft, Voyager 2, were launched in 1977. The mission to get a close-up look at our solar system. The technology, old school. Each craft carries a gold disc with the sights and sounds of Earth. The protective plate instructs intelligent aliens who might find it to play it like a 70s record album. Data is collected on an 8-track tape.
Before Voyager, the only known active volcanoes were right here on Earth, and then we found a moon of Jupiter, Corio, which has 10 times more volcanic activity.
Voyager found Jupiter's big red spot was just one of dozens of massive storms on the giant planet. The wondrous rings of Saturn are actually thousands of tiny bands of ice and debris. Voyager then turned the cameras around and showed us what we look like from millions of miles in space. It now will peer into interstellar space.
Voyager has joined the other historic journeys of exploration, such as the first circumnavigation of the Earth and the first footprint on the moon.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
This is Ron Stutz. Congratulations again to AutoLogic and Carboro. The top 50 family-friendly businesses in North Carolina have been named. And once again, AutoLogic is on the list. Chosen by the Keenan Flagler Business School at UNC and Carolina Parenting, Inc. And AutoLogic is on the list for the fourth consecutive year based on helping employees balance their work and family life. AutoLogic creates an environment to support and care for its employees, which helps make AutoLogic a successful and sustainable family-friendly business in our local community. AutoLogic. Trust and logic for your car.
WCHL sat down with Mariana Fiorentina, Tom Wiltberger, and Kara Pittman, owners of Terra Nova Global Properties.
Our brokers are full-time and experienced. We're local with a deep commitment to this community.
We're results-driven for both sellers and buyers.
We don't want you to worry about anything, so we handle every detail. Before we list,
we fix,
feng shui,
and stage your home.
We will get you to the closing table.
Stress-free.
Terra Nova Global Properties. Online at terranovaglobal.com.
College football season is here, and chapelboro.com is offering you the chance to show off your football smarts by playing in the College Football Pick'em Contest.
Each week, you will choose the winners of 10 select college football games, with weekly prizes awarded to the top contestants. The results are posted, so this is your chance to see how you stack up against your friends and to compete against WCHL personalities, including Ron Stutz, Art Chansky, Rand Northam,
and me, Rachel Nash. To play right now, visit chapelboro.com/huddleup.
It's just as important as a good cup of coffee. Start your day with the only radio station that brings you local news about local people right here in our local community. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. Now, once again, here's Ron Stutz.
6:30 at WCHL. It is 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, 68 this morning in Carboro. Partly sunny today. High today in the low 80s, cooler. Tonight, partly cloudy with a 20% chance of showers, and low tonight in the middle 50s. That's a little bit of a switch. Tomorrow, we're looking at partly sunny skies with a high around 75. And then tomorrow night, you're not going to believe this, clear with lows in the upper 40s overnight on Saturday. Then on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Boy, I tell you, you got some clouds coming for Sunday night and Monday and Monday night with the chance of rain. Low in the upper 50s, highs in the low 80s. But the main thing about that forecast is it's going to turn much cooler this weekend. Again, low tonight around 55 and the low on Saturday night down into the upper 40s. Been a while since we've been in the 40s, that's for sure. Well, we got another local newscast coming your way in just a moment here on WCHL. And all your traffic and weather throughout the morning, everything else you need on WCHL. Thanks for waking up with us.
This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
In Estes Park, Colorado.
15 years. No, we've never seen it this high, even in the spring floods.
Floodwaters in Colorado forced thousands of evacuations, at least three deaths reported. The siren sounded in Boulder, where
parking lots are now filling up with water. Intersections are shut down.
That's correspondent Barry Peterson.
Authorities went around Boulder last night close to midnight with loudspeakers saying, get to higher ground if you're near the creek. Do not try to cross any of the bridges because you could get caught.
Dangerous times in that community.
This water is moving really fast. It isn't some gentle moment of water rising up. It's got a current. It's dangerous. And if you're not careful and you get caught in it, you could be swept away.
More rains in the forecast. And so far, Barry Peterson says they've gotten
8-10 inches over the course of this rainstorm, and it still hasn't stopped.
CBS News Update. I'm Dave Barrett.
WCHL News, Talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
69 degrees, 632 WCHL, I'm Rod Stutz. McDowell County School Superintendent Dr. Jerry Martin has been named as Orange County's, the Orange County Schools next superintendent. She was announced last night. Martin has served McDowell County and Marion, North Carolina, that's in the mountains, since July of 2012. She's been working in education for the last 27 years, including 4 years as assistant superintendent for curriculum and instruction prior to her role in McDowell. The Orange County Schools Board of Education reviewed 30 applications in all, which came from 11 states. In a press release sent out on Thursday, the board said Martin's experience, credentials, strong communication skills, tenacious work ethic, and dedication to student learning makes her the best fit. Martin will take the position at a date to be determined in October. She will be replacing Patrick Rhodes, who has resigned as superintendent of the Orange County Schools. UNC system leaders have mixed feelings about a pilot program that proposes to counter falling enrollment at six campuses around the state by allowing a greater number of out-of-state students. WCHL's Rachel Nash has the story.
The UNC System Board of Governors discussed the measure Thursday that could allow up to 30% of newly enrolled students to come from outside the state, affecting six campuses, including North Carolina A&T State University and North Carolina Central University. Those six campuses historically serve minority students. A final decision on the measure is months away, and the policy is designed to be on a five-year trial run. Board member Marty Kotis said he feared that the proposed policy would shift focus away from in-state students.
But I think we have to continue to remember the citizens of this state and why this university exists the way it is and why it's not a private university.
Kotis said that the board couldn't predict the impact of such a decision and believed that it could instead raise tuition for in-state students by shifting the burden of cost.
And without that hard data, and without knowing the exact cost of providing that degree to those students, I don't see how we can make any decision that's not just guessing.
The policy also suggested lowering the tuition rate for counties and states that border North Carolina as a system-wide measure. Kotis added that the policy could violate the state constitution of North Carolina. By law, enrollment of non-North Carolina freshmen is limited to 18% at public universities. The six campuses all saw revenues from enrollment fall in the past year, according to system officials. Though the policy won't affect the flagship university in context, from 2011 to 2012, UNC Chapel Hill saw a 0.5% increase in enrollment growth. Board member Hannah Gage said she believed there were other ways to help the struggling campuses in the system, and said recruiting more out-of-state students would only be a temporary fix.
I think that you can look around the country and you can see campuses that have struggled before, that have become hybrids, that have done creative things with community colleges, and some of that, I think, should be part of the conversation before we ramp up the out-of-state numbers.
An economic advantage of the proposed policy is that almost half of out-of-state students who attend those six campuses stay in North Carolina after graduation, according to system figures. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
If North Carolina Representative Valerie Fushi of Chapel Hill has a favorite when it comes to who she wants to see take her place in the House, she's not saying.
There are several people who I think are well qualified. There are a couple who I think are uniquely qualified. And I think that each candidate should be judged on his or her own merit.
Fushi represented District 50 for a grand total of 9 months. She was nominated for the Senate seat representing District 23 on Sunday to take the place of 8-term Senator Ellie Kinnaird.
When I spoke with the governor's office on yesterday, they had not received the paperwork. But I was assured that as soon as the office has the paperwork, that the proclamation will be signed by the governor and the Secretary of State.
Former Senator Kinnaird, well before she announced her resignation, said she wanted a strong female to take her place. Representative Fusi says she's not as much worried about the gender of her successor.
Anybody who is willing to serve, to make the effort to get out there and do the work, to be accessible to constituents when they come by or when they call, a person who's willing to make the connections between the citizen and the state agencies whenever appropriate, we need somebody who is going to be a good caucus member.
Representative Fushi and whoever takes our place in the House will serve out the remainder of the terms, which will be voted on November 4th, 2014. The Orange County Commissioners want to take a closer look at three possible sites for a branch library, including a new location on Brewer Lane in Carborough. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more.
As Orange County officials continue the search for a site to build the southwest branch of the Orange County Library, commissioners say they want to explore the possibility of putting the library in a yet-to-be-built mixed-use development on Brewer Lane in Carborough. Board Chair Barry Jacobs said such a collaboration could have economic advantages for the town and county.
If we bring people to Brewer, then that will enhance the economic development in downtown Carborough, which benefits Orange County. It's a destination site. They will go there, park their car, or get off the bus, and they will walk around.
County staffers said the Brewer Lane site was preferable to other downtown Carborough locations suggested by the Board of Aldermen. A town-owned parking lot at 203 South Greensboro would likely pose access and parking challenges, while space in the 300 East Main development would be too expensive. And a suggestion that the county look into buying the property at 201 North Greensboro, currently owned by CVS, was quickly shot down. Here's County Planner Michael Harvey.
The main issue here for us is, number one, the property is not for sale. And number two, we believe that cost of procuring the property will be extreme. And quite honestly, we believe money can be spent better in other forms and fashions.
In addition to the Brewer Lane site, the board also expressed interest in a site on Hillsborough Road adjacent to the Martin Luther King Jr. Park, as well as a site on Fidelity Street next to the Westwood Cemetery. All three locations would need to be vetted by planners, engineers, and technical consultants. The in-depth analysis could cost as much as $15,000 per site. The board agreed that if technical analysis ruled out one of the three, county staffers should reconsider the parking lot at 203 South Greensboro as an alternate site. No matter where the branch ends up, commissioners say they want to be clear it won't be a duplicate of the Chapel Hill Public Library or the main library in downtown Hillsboro. Once again, Barry Jacobs.
Because the Chapel Hill Library already exists so close, we want to be clear we're not going to duplicate services with the Chapel Hill Library. We're not doing a 20,000 square foot library. We're doing a library that serves the southwestern part of the county.
Officials say the public will have a chance to weigh in after the analysis of each site has been completed. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
News around town this morning. The town of Hillsborough and the Orange Water and Sewer Authority have reached an agreement to transfer a 3-mile section of water line to the town's ownership. The transfer will make the movement of water more efficient through Hillsborough, including benefits to the elevated water tank at the UNC Hospital Hillsborough campus that has been proposed. It will also simplify the transfer between Owassa and Hillsborough, as well as the metering of it. The pipeline was constructed in 1979. It was designed to combat severe droughts, operational emergencies, and system maintenance. Due to that, it's not normally in use. The change in ownership will not affect your water bill in Hillsborough. Owassa approved the transfer on August 22nd. Hillsborough approved the transfer on September 9th. WCHL News Time, 6:40. Jerry Tyson has today's commentary, and lo and behold, she's talking about exactly what Mayor Mark Kleinsmith was fired up about yesterday. What to do with that abandoned car dealership in Chapel Hill. That is on the way next, and that'll be followed by Inside Carolina Football.
The Orange County Partnership to End Homelessness is seeking volunteers and donations for Project Connect. This is a free event that provides essential services to those who otherwise could not afford them. Volunteers can greet guests and assist with the event setup and breakdown. Project Connect will be on Thursday, October 10th from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Hargraves Community Center at 216 North Roberson Street in Chapel Hill. For more information, call 919-245-2496.
Hi, this is Betsy Bertram from Townsend Bertram & Company, Carborough's premier locally owned adventure outfitters.
We want to thank the community by inviting you to join us for our 25th anniversary celebration this Saturday, September 14th from 4 to 8. Bring the entire family as we'll have activities for all, including a climbing wall for kids and adults, and live performances from two awesome local bands, the Air Mountaineers and Kairova.
The fan is that good old Carolina slam.
We'll be raffling away premium gear, including jackets from Patagonia and Arc'teryx and shoes from Keen, Merrill, and Anu, as well as gift certificates from other local businesses. We will be serving veggie burgers hot off the grill, and in our outdoor beer garden, we will be pouring TVNC Adventure Ale, specially crafted by our neighbors at Steel String Brewery. The party is from 4 to 8 this Saturday in front of our shop, located in historic Carmel. Visit facebook.com/TownsendBertram for more details.
70 degrees. Beg your pardon, 70 degrees, 642 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Terry Tyson. I've driven by the abandoned former Volvo dealership almost every day for several years now, and I find it incredible that the leadership in Chapel Hill has not speedily found a solution to remedy this symbol of economic distress. It is the result of the many rules and regulations the town of Chapel Hill inflicts on any business that dares to apply for approval to operate or locate here. We lost a movie theater at Elliott Road for these very reasons, and the land was already there. Surely an expedited procedure could be adopted in a case like this. It's not the image we want to project when visitors and prospective businesses take a look at us. Many cities and towns have economic development as priority number one. They believe bringing business to town promotes prosperity, relieves the tax burden on homeowners, and provides much-needed jobs for its citizens. Not Chapel Hill. It is the opposite. We spend countless hours prohibiting things that might affect Jordan Lake. We worry about a tree being cut down on someone's private property. We work hard to prove we are the most politically correct town in North Carolina, or the world for that matter. But at the same time, our tax rate continues to skyrocket, and our town has become home to the rich or the poor. You either can afford to live here, or you need affordable housing provided for you. There's no welcome wagon for the people who fall in between. Those who happen to already live here are quickly on their way out once their kids have finished with the public school system. There's no incentive to stay and improve our community. Many people just can't afford the taxes and move on. This is Terry Tyson.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
You know, that's exactly what Mayor Mark Kleinsmith was talking about yesterday in a news story right here on WCHL, doing something about that abandoned car dealership there that's been there for so long. And you can check out the story, if you missed it yesterday, on our website, chapelboro.com. Time now to talk a little football.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora. Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
Last season, Carolina averaged nearly 194 yards per game running the football. Through two games this year, the Tar Heels are averaging 116.5 yards rushing per contest, a number that has to improve, according to head coach Larry Fedora.
Our expectation level is much higher than that, and we've got to get into that, you know, into that second and third level more often and make people miss or run through them, and we've got to have bigger plays in the running game. We just didn't have enough of those.
We all know you can't predict Mother Nature, and circumstances can change quickly, which is why your Trusted Choice agent wants you to consider purchasing flood insurance now before you need it. Without flood insurance, you have no protection if your home or business sustains damage. There's a 30-day waiting period for new flood policies, so don't wait. Get flood insurance today before you need it.
Brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA. To learn more about protecting your home or business, visit TrustedChoice.com.
We all need people who will be there for us in life, especially when things get tough. People who say, we're with you no matter what. At Wells Fargo, we're with you now, at a time when you might have more financial questions than answers, and when it's time to rethink just about everything you do. So whether it's trying to figure out if it's a good time to buy a house, if you need to create a budget, or if you just need to get a handle on your expenses, Wells Fargo is with you. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC, equal housing lender.
One way for the Tar Heels to improve rushing the football is by more consistent play from its young offensive line. Fedora has been impressed, however, with his veteran left tackle, James Hurst, so far this year.
Really two good first two games for James. Yeah. I mean, he's really played well as we've expected him to, and so he is meeting our expectations. He's a guy that's a leader up front. He's a guy that's going to play hard. He's going to get his job done. I will tell you this. James is one of the smartest football players that I've ever been around, actually. I mean, he really understands the entire scheme of the entire offense and what's going on, and he's able to communicate that to the guys next to him.
Inside Carolina Football with Larry Fedora has been brought to you by North Carolina Trusted Choice Independent Insurance Agents and the NCAIA.
And just a reminder, open date this weekend, Carolina will be set to take on Georgia Tech down in Atlanta next Saturday. So no football coverage tomorrow on WCHL for Carolina. 6:47. Coming up next, we'll take a look at your traffic and weather together. We have celebrity birthdays on the way. Freddie Kiger will be along with a great trivia question. And today's WCHL hometown hero is about to retire after 32 years on the job at Owosso. John Green of Orange Water and Sewer Authority will certainly be missed. We'll tell you all about him coming up.
For great food and infinite sports on game day or night, the new Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is your next stop. Locally owned and operated, Tobacco Road features fresh, local ingredients, down-home classics, and gourmet entrees, plus a wide selection of North Carolina beers on tap. Exceptional service is also on every menu, from your servers to the chef preparing your order. In Infinite Sports, we have every available sports package on TVs throughout the restaurant for your viewing comfort. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, now open in Chapel Hill's East 54 Shopping Center.
Hi, this is Tracy Wright and Wendy Thompson with Tony Hall & Associates, the Power of Two in Chapel Hill and Carrboro.
Our real estate market continues to be strong, and we expect this pattern to continue into the fall.
Whether you are in the market to buy, sell, or interested in knowing the current market value of your home, call the Power of Two.
We're a full-service real estate firm and pride ourselves in the details.
For all of your real estate needs, call Tracy and Wendy, the Power of Two.
At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Will you be our neighbor? If you or someone you know is moving or building a home in Chapel Hill, Harrington Bank is your first stop in financing your new dream home. Harrington Bank offers competitive rates and products for construction loans, renovation loans, home equity loans, and refinancing options. Let's be neighbors and give us a call today. Harrington Bank is conveniently located at Southern Village, Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, and the intersection of Highway 54 and 40. Harrington Bank, you deserve banking like this.
Today on the WCHL Afternoon News, we're launching a weekly feature with Chapel Hill author Stephen Petro, author of Stephen Petro's Complete Gay and Lesbian Manners and the Civil Behavior column in the New York Times. He's best known for Gay and Lesbian Manners, but his newest project is tackling online and digital etiquette. He's currently at work on a new book, Mind Your Digital Manners, and he's got a new weekly column on digital etiquette in Parade magazine. And starting today, he'll be right here on WCHL talking etiquette with Aaron Keck every Friday at 3:40 p.m. So tune in today at 3:40 for Digital Manners with Stephen Petro. Time now for Traffic and Weather Together. Traffic brought to you today by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Ladies and gentlemen, he is getting ready to go preach or go into a funeral or something. Actually, he's all dressed up today because he's going to something else. Covering the news is what he does. His name is Rand Northam. He's here this morning looking good and sounding good as well.
Well, thank you very much,
I'll
Ron.
I assume you sound good.
I appreciate that. I am heading to the Board of Governors today to cover that, so that's why I have suited up.
Always very important business there.
That's right.
Board of Governors.
And we're expecting a rally today, actually, to protest the decision made by the Board of Governors to not allow gender-neutral housing at the UNC Chapel Hill campus. So that will be the highlight of today's meeting for sure.
Could end up being a very busy day.
It very well could be. That's right. Usually the last day of the Board of Governors meetings is kind of just wrapping everything up and approving everything that they they see fit to approve and that they've already discussed. But today there will at least be conversations before the meeting gets started as students will be out there.
And usually as the weekend approaches and you're trying to crank it down just a little bit, something big happens.
That's right.
That's the way it happens.
You can guarantee on a Friday being a little busier.
Yep. What's up with the traffic this morning?
Well, traffic is moving smoothly to start things off. That is good news. I-40, 15501, NC-54, and the Durham Freeway not reporting any accidents or delays at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
And look forward to working with you throughout the rest of the morning.
Can't wait.
Thanks so much. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather, brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms. I've got a lot of options out there. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54, 70 degrees in Chapel Hill, partly sunny, high today, low 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy, slight chance of rain, low in the middle 50s, kind of cool. Then tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the middle 70s, and tomorrow night, clear skies with lows going down into the upper 40s, believe it or not. Time now for celebrity birthdays. Actress Barbara Bain, 82. Actress Eileen Fulton, famous for being on As the World Turns for a long time, 80 years old today. Television producer Fred Silverman is 76. Let's see here. Actor Richard Kyle, 74. David Clayton Thomas, lead singer Blood, Sweat, and Tears, turned 72 today. Hard to believe. Singer Peter Cetera of Chicago, 69. Jacqueline Bisset, famous actress, 69 years old today. Actress Jean Smart is 62. Randy Jones, one of the Village People, is 61 today. Record producer Don Was, 61. Radio and television personality Tevis Smiley is 49. Zach Starkey, Richard Starkey's son, that's Ringo Starr, if you don't know. Zach Starkey, 48 years old today. Olympic gold medal runner Michael Johnson is 46, and to celebrate, he will put on a brand new pair of gold shoes. And let's see here, Louise Lombard, the actress, 43. Tennis player Goran Ivanišević, 42. And Joe Don Rooney, country musician with Rascal Flatts, 38 years old today. Singer Fiona Apple is 36. And actor Ben Savage, 33. Got a bunch of local celebrities celebrating a birthday today, really a bunch. And he's a musician, great singer. Carter Miner is celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Carter. Andy Billingsley has a birthday, as does Terry Besnight Hamlet. Bob Langford, my old buddy. Wes Tillman, Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation Department, has a birthday today, as does Angie Carlson. And Rick Steinbacher over at Carolina, all celebrating birthdays today. Our birthday winner is Jane Barlow of Chapel Hill. Jane, happy birthday, dear. We'll get a $10 gift certificate for you from the UPS stores, Fordham Boulevard and Metamont. And Jane Barlow, everybody should celebrate your birthday. Congratulations from all of us here at WCHL. Ooh, Friday the 13th.
Yes.
Freddie Kiger. Oh, gosh, that's a scary mask you're wearing.
Well, unfortunately, that would be my face.
Oh, that's not a mask. I'm sorry, it's not a mask.
Yes, it's breaking us in for Halloween.
It's just Freddy.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, boy. Well, I hope you didn't walk under any ladders or
anything.
Yeah,
stay away from all that stuff, yeah.
Have a black
hope you don't
cat
suffer from triskaidekaphobia.
Yeah.
Stay away from black cats. All don't right. Break any mirrors. Don't open an umbrella.
Goodness, no.
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, how's it going?
That's all good. Did you, when you were playing sports, did you ever wear 13?
You know, I don't think I did.
No, I didn't.
But I didn't avoid it.
No. But, I mean, you know, I didn't either. I always had
really
it.
Superstitious.
Like Dan Marino. He was 13, wasn't he?
I believe he was. Yeah. I wore, let's see, I wore number 7 for a while because
Mickey Mantle.
I was really in awe of Mickey Mantle back when I was a little kid.
Well, I was always wearing uniform number 1 because it was always the smallest jersey.
That's my
being
true.
The little guy that I was.
And some good players wore number
Bobby
1
Bobby Richardson.
As well. Yeah, Louis Aparicio.
Yeah.
Wore number 1, shortstop for the Chicago White Sox.
Correct.
Natalie Fox, second baseman, wore number 2.
Chicago White Sox.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Was Bobby Richardson a 1 or a 2? I think he was 1.
I don't remember. Well, I don't remember. I was a big Yankees fan, but I don't remember.
Yeah, never a Yankees fan.
Yeah, really?
No.
Okay.
No.
Well,
always an Indians fan.
Yeah.
Anyway. Today we're doing something totally unrelated to all that we've been talking about.
Yeah.
Okay. State quarters and space.
State
Quarters.
And space. Okay.
You remember the state quarters, that whole thing where you get everybody would wait and get the state quarters?
Different image for every state. Yeah.
So that's where our question's coming from.
That was cool.
All right, here we go, folks. Despite the rule against it, which state lobbied successfully to have a person on its state quarter?
Despite the rules against it?
Yep. We're not supposed to have any, like, human being, live person, that kind of thing. They were not supposed to have. Nobody was supposed to have one. But one state lobbied successfully to have a person placed on the back of its state quarter.
All right. 919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you know the answer.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
One week from today, John Green will be retiring from Owosset.
Well, I started with Owosset in 1981 and took a position as field engineer hired by Everett Billingsley, the executive director.
I remember him well. John Green is today's WCHL hometown hero. Since he came to Orange Water and Sewer Authority, he's moved right up through the ranks. You're the general manager of operations at Owosset now, right?
I am the general manager of operations now. That was the last promotion that I've had. I've been in that position about 15 years. I have responsibility for the water and wastewater plant, distribution collection team, the laboratory, the maintenance department, reclaimed water, and, you know, building maintenance.
John, 32 years with one company is a real rarity these days. Why has it been so good working in Owosset all this time?
I can remember coming for an interview, seeing the double-wide mobile homes that were being used as offices at the time, and being told by Everett that we'd be in a new building in 3 years. Little did I know it would take 10 years for that building to become a reality. Figured out, well, I've made it 10 years, well, why not 20? And before I knew it, 30 years had gone by. I've really enjoyed working for the community. I've had the pleasure of working with two excellent executive directors, several hundred dedicated and talented Owosset employees, and numerous involved and supportive board members.
What are you going to do now that you're retiring?
Well, of course, like many of us, I have the long list of jobs around the house that never seem to get done, so hopefully I'll have time to now remove a few of those from my list. I also have three grandchildren I hope to spend some more time with.
Over the years, especially back in the early days, John Green and I had a lot of fun together.
I think you came here in the late 70s.
1977.
It's been a long time from hearing about the Orange Water and Shortage Authority.
Thank you very much. I created that.
And the passing back and forth of Herman the Frog.
Yep.
I think we named a road after you called Ron Sutz Drive out there off of 54.
Yeah, it was the road to the sludge dump. When he retires on September 20th, John Green hopes to spend some time taking it easy. And did you know he's also a philosopher?
And everyone around here knows that I really like to spend time at the coast. So to steal a couple lines from a Zac Brown song, I hope to let the ocean be my medication and my only worry be whether the tide is going to reach my chair.
That's a great goal to have. I wish you well.
Well, thank you.
32 years on the job at Owosset, and he's earned retirement. John Green, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
You know, Freddie's question this morning is, remember those special quarters? Each state had a different one with some kind of an image, and they weren't supposed to have people on them. They were supposed to have, you know, something else rather than a person. But one state in our country lobbied to have an individual put on its special quarter, and that state was Ohio. They put a picture of Neil Armstrong in their quarter, and the person who knew that faster than anybody else, Scott Buck. Scott gets Swap Chevy Prize and gets a $10 gift card to Cruisers.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
It's 7 o'clock.
And now, CBS News, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development, where commerce, plus social equity, plus environment...